Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here, we're going to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. We're so glad you've joined us here on American Voice Radio. Oh, yes, we have a splendid, splendid show. Dr. Carly's going to be with us. Yes, she is. She's going to be with us at the bottom of the hour, of course, and who knows what all she'll expose and enlighten us. And, you know, we're going to be talking about toxicity and how we can actually help reset our body's own ability to detox. You know, sometimes those connections can get bogged down. So we're going to talk about that. And it's also going to be real important to have those channels of elimination, those detox mechanisms really working well, especially now since, you know, we've got a lot of emotional issues hitting the nation, as you know. And so emotions are, are affected by chemicals in the system. And so our emotions are actually transferred into chemicals, and those chemicals have reactions. And so we want to make sure we have a clean sweep and we have a healing process going on, not only mentally and physically, but emotionally. So we're going to talk about that. And we do have a quack report, but I want to first of all give a shout out to our friends at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Don't forget to visit their website. Their link's on our links page, or you can give them a call toll-free at 800-375-4188, and you can get your backup currency. Also, don't forget to check out SeattleOrganicsRestaurant.com. Their banner is also on our website. And, of course, you can find some really healthy informational articles there to help you have a healthier lifestyle. So check out SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com. And a big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform every day. And while we're hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, we're also going to pray for all of America. And because we're going to need some supernatural help, folks. We are. We're going to need some protection from the powers that be, which may not have, I know they don't have, our best Christian intentions at heart. So we're going to have to be proactive there. And mind the time, because it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, well, some new research from Plymouth University Peninsula Schools of Medicine and Dentistry concluded that those cognitive tests they've been using for several decades for Alzheimer's, for the drug trials, is flawed. Oh, yeah. It doesn't track the changes in the early stages of memory, so that's kind of important because that data is key to understanding it's necessary to show whether the new drug is actually working. So it's a question test. It's called the Alzheimer's Disease Assessment Scale Cognitive Behavior Section. It was developed in the 80s, and research that was published in two studies in Alzheimer's and Dementia and the Journal of Alzheimer's Association, they're investigating the role of this test, and they're questioning the effectiveness. Maybe also related to whether someone needs to be on medication or not. We'll see. Moving along in the quack report, let's see, some neurological disorders, something to talk to Dr. Carley about later in the show. Neurological disorder it's called MMF, and it's short for macrophagic myofasciitis, MS, fibromyalgia kind of related disorder. They think, though, the MMF is caused by vaccines. Yes, new scientific evidence. Of course, large chunk of the medical profession unwilling to acknowledge this yet, but there is more research showing that this MMF condition is brought about directly from the vaccines that contain aluminum adjuvants in there, the preservatives. Those preservatives get lodged in the muscle tissue, and then it leads to neurological damage and other problems. So myophagic myofasciitis, first identified in 1998, characterized by muscle and joint pain, chronic inflammation, incapacitating fatigue, and it appears to involve a demyelination of the central nervous system, loss of fatty layer myelin sheath around your nerve endings, very important for conductivity for nerve impulses. So when you get a loss like that, then you get lesions that develop, and of course then the immune system kicks in and attacks it, and then you have an autoimmune problem on top of it. So a research that was published in the Journal of Brain revealed that there is indeed a cause and effect from vaccines and the myophagic myofasciitis. And later, a study published by the Ear, Nose, and Throat Journal in 2007 said there was a direct connection. So World Health Organization, though, which is pretty important in steering, vaccine policy among all the countries, including the U.S., is ignoring this information. Actually, they don't think MMF is a disease at all. Okay. We'll ask Dr. Carley about that. Let's put this in the Dr. Carley stack. Let me ask her. Okay, moving along. Anybody out there on a prescription medication for acne? Heads up, the Accutane is a severe acne. It's acne medicines for severe acne conditions, but it's been overused, overprescribed. And they're also seeing a link between folks that are using that product and depression and suicidal tendencies and also sexual identity confusion. Originally developed by a Switzerland-based pharmaceutical giant, Roche, it was actually originally made as a chemotherapy drug, but Accutane is now completely prescribed to young people who suffer from subcutaneous glands that tend to overreact, make the skin oils on the skin, which leads to acne. It's a powerful drug, folks. Accutane can alter moods, personalities, and also will do that even many years down the road when you're not even taking it. So it stays in the system for a while. According to Dr. Tony Chu, a dermatologist in the UK, he says Accutane is grossly overused. He says that he sees patients that have gone to their dermatologist and they just had a few little zits, nothing major, and they were offered the drug anyway. Roche, the drug's manufacturer, denies there's a link in the cause of depression through thoughts of suicide even. But if you look at the package insert for the drug, Accutane, or Roaccutane, same thing, it explains the drug can indeed lead to severe side effects in some patients, including suicide. And you want to steer clear of that. And last but not least, in the Quack Report, there's six signs that you may have a vitamin C deficiency. You know, we don't have scurvy anymore, thank the Lord. But, you know, people a couple hundred years ago did get scurvy. They had a feeling of, you know, unwellness. They were lethargic. They had their bones and muscles affected by a lack of vitamin C, and then eventually their immune system doesn't function. But some nutritional experts, though, consider scurvy is manifesting as acidosis, an extremely acidic, low pH in the system. Of course, thanks to citrus, you could correct this. But basically, terrible diets, bulimia, anorexia can bring on a form of scurvy. Isn't that interesting? Even if you're an alcoholic, and older folks that are having trouble absorbing vitamin C can get this kind of condition. Infants who are not breastfed can get a condition called subuteric, which is a manifestation of scurvy symptoms. And most infant formulas, though, do have an addition of vitamin C in them. So here are some of the symptoms if you need to beef up your vitamin C. You have low energy, and it's pretty chronic. You feel tired a lot. You may even be depressed. You have bleeding gums and loose teeth and possible gingivitis. You have rapid mood changes, short temper, irritability, that kind of thing. You bruise easily, and often the bruises linger and your sores don't heal quite as quickly as they should. You may have chronic limb or joint pain, because sometimes scurvy gets in the joint where the bleeding can occur, and this can create severe pain. And lastly, anemia, where you know, your immune system's very low. You don't have enough iron in the blood, and of course you're catching all the colds and flus that come along. So beef up the vitamin C. If you'd like a food list with high potency vitamin C foods that you can add to your diet, just ask the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send it to you free of charge. You can give them a call toll free at 866-229-3663, or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. If you think you just need a little extra help and you want a really good organic supplement, you might want to check out their calcium formula and their body foundation food mix. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Awesome. For those of you that are visiting thepowerherbs.com, the website for Apothecary Herbs, you'll notice on the homepage that the time is running out. If you're thinking about getting some cold and flu options taken care of, some natural products there, or you're thinking about maybe doing some cleansing right after the holidays, you may want to get your order in before Friday's over because they're not going to be shipping any products Christmas week. So if you wanted something to keep you healthy and well over the holidays, you might want to get your order in. Toot sweet. 2 p.m. on Friday the 21st is the cutoff. So if you want something shipped out by Friday, do not wait too long. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait till the new year to get your stuff. Also, if you're thinking about getting stuff, you'll get free ship, too, on orders $20 or more. So they're offering free ground ship in the continental United States. So do take advantage of that and be well out there. Okay, so like I said, we're going to talk about how we can possibly reset our detoxification mechanisms that are, you know, in our body designed to help us stay healthy and well, keep those elimination channels open. You know, because our emotions even are converted to chemicals. And so we want to make sure we don't get too toxic. And so we want to make sure that we have our detoxification, you know, mechanism set on, not on off, or not just stuck. So, because it's not uncommon for our purification mechanisms to get bogged down or even clogged when trying to handle lots of levels of toxins, no matter what they are, stress from work, grief from a loss, and of course we've just had that terrible, terrible tragedy out there in Connecticut, so our hearts and prayers go out to all of those that are affected by that, you know, that God strengthen them, of course, so don't forget to lift them up in prayer. But like I said, we can get toxic, and you can get some dangerous levels of toxins, which, you know, gives disease a foothold. You know, weakens an area, lets disease take advantage. So which areas of the body are going to be the weakest? Well, it's going to depend on your own physical constitution. Heredity and your lifestyle have a part in that. Now, I don't have the luxury of selecting, you know, and neither do you have the luxury of selecting who your parents were and controlling that gene pool, but you do have control over your lifestyle and doing what you can to make it necessary to assist your body to help it cleanse itself. So trying to achieve the very best health that we can often can seem like, well, a walk across the high wire at the circus. You know, it seems difficult for some people, like they can't do it, but it just depends on how you go about it. That we strive for our system balances, which our bodies must have in order to function normally and for us to stay healthy and our immune system to work and keep us protected from pathogens. We are all biochemically and genetically different, and the differences play a role in determining how the body reacts to toxins and how fast we can detoxify. So nearly everyone's going to benefit, though, from a well-executed detoxification plan. Now, I want to talk to you about the Canary Studies. The Board of Environmental Studies and Toxicology of the National Academy of Sciences conducted a workshop for medical experts in 1987, and they concluded that at least 15% of the U.S. population is sensitive to household chemicals. Later, the University of Arizona, under the direction of Dr. Ira Spell, found that in 1993, 17% of us individuals of various ages will become ill when we're exposed to chemical pesticides, vehicle exhaust, paint, new carpet, and even perfume. So studies such as these are showing that the percentages of the population that are pretty much the human canaries in our society. So we should not ignore these statistics, just as we wouldn't ignore a dying canary if we were working in a coal mine, right? These are signals. We have to notice them, do something about it. Well, let's talk about some of the signals your body may be sending you. Our body sends signals, and we should not ignore them, even the most subtle ones. Now, we don't have to turn into hypochondriacs, okay? Just be aware that the body can demonstrate symptoms warning us that the body may be at risk. If you drive a vehicle, you will at some point encounter a service engine light, right? Sometimes this is nothing, and sometimes it can be a major problem. So don't ignore the signal and have a diagnostic done on your vehicle. You're just going to go have it done, right? You're not going to put a piece of black tape over that on your dashboard and just forget it's there. You got to find out what's wrong. Now, the same thing applies to us humans, and always check out your signals and determine your problem and then try to address it. The human body has symptoms which if not from an injury, will signal that toxic levels are getting too high. If you don't address them, the disease can result. Now, some signals that the body indicates can, we can't withstand extreme stresses. So the body's going to show that, you know, toxins are building up in the system from extreme stress. And some of those symptoms could be chronic respiratory problems, asthma, sinus infections, abnormal body odor, bad breath, coated tongue, and frequent headaches, back or joint pain, arthritis, food allergies, environmental allergies, poor memory, mental confusion, insomnia, depression, chronic fatigue, irritability, even brittle nails and hair, and psoriasis, acne, and weight problems are also on the list. So these things could be a direct result of something in your life that's really bothering you, and you need to take note of those symptoms. Don't just cover up the symptoms with, you know, creams and salves and drugs. You need to get at the cause. Now, most toxins come from situations of physical, environmental, or emotional stresses, and these stresses hinder the body from detoxifying. Many experts feel that even if we remove the environmental pollutants, the pesticides, the herbicides, the chlorine in the water, and we ate whole foods, that we would still need to detox because our body manufactures what is called metabolic byproducts or internal toxins. So it's recommended that if you suffer from minor health problems, it indicates that the body has experienced maybe toxic overload. It's starting, okay? So let's talk about detox and balance some areas. Our sophisticated bodies have these mechanisms designed to work in harmony for normal function. So let's look at some of these areas that can suffer a disruption, making the body produce more toxins, hinder the removal of internal toxins, and, you know, cause you to have a problem. Biochemically, we have hundreds of reactions, and an example is our pH balance. Without your pH being balanced, your exit route for toxins can become blocked. Electricity is important. Our bodies have electrical impulses, and it needs to be balanced for your heart and brain to function. So exposure to electrical equipment all day long can disrupt that balance. So if you're sitting by computers, fax machines, cell phone towers, smart meters, you know, you can be getting some dirty electricity, and that can be making you toxic. Energetically, our bodies release organic molecules, and that provides energies for the cells. When toxins are present, an imbalance will occur, making this extremely difficult for the body to function and maintain that high energy and that normal body temperature that we need. Now let's talk about emotions, because we can't escape the need to accept and give love as well as we express our emotions, such as, you know, gladness, joy, even anger and grief, anxiety. You know, it helps keep us balanced. These are all going to be transferred, these emotions, into chemicals. So our emotional channels have to remain unobstructed, or chemical toxins will produce an imbalance, and our metabolism is going to pretty much crash and burn. So we need to keep that in check. Let's talk about allergies. We can get an imbalance setting off an immune system to create antibodies, inflammation, and a chemical chain reaction in an attempt to protect and heal the body. We can get an overstimulated response, and then we can have chronic allergy response to everything. So we got to balance that immune system response as well. Okay, enzymatically, our bodies respond to enzymes. Our bodies depend on those enzymes for metabolic balance. If you have a deficiency or an overabundance of enzymes, it can cause a reaction or a delay affecting your entire system. So our detoxification functions in the human body are going to be enzyme controlled, folks. So we got to make sure we get some really healthy enzymes going in the system, or we're not going to have a detox plan at all. And hormones, our metabolism, our circulation, our electrolytes, our reproduction areas, all can't function without those hormones that our body has, and they have to be adequately handled, even under stress. Your endocrine system is responsible for manufacturing those enzymes and those hormones, so you got to keep that endocrine system healthy. Now, microbiology-wise, We have to keep the entire system in this pretty delicate balance. You don't want to get an overgrowth of any kind of pathogen or bacteria. It puts the whole system out of whack. And an example would be an overgrowth of yeast in the digestive system, which, you know, kind of blocks the absorption of protein and converting it to amino acids, which feed all the cells, and then you don't have any energy and you have chronic fatigue syndrome. So you want to keep that balance. You want healthy floras to be balanced, and you don't want to overdo things like antibiotics that would wipe out a majority of those floras and create a situation where your pH is off and the yeast will grow. Now, also, spiritually, we have to keep that balance. You know, there's scientific studies that even have said that, you know, if you pray, if you have that close relationship to God, because that's what religion is. It's not really organized religion. Christianity is not an organized religion. It's a relationship with God. So if you keep a close relationship in your prayer life, hospital studies have said folks that pray heal faster. They just get better faster. So don't neglect that response and that responsibility of keeping that close relationship with the Lord. Well, let's talk about your detox benefits. Obviously, if you have a toxic overload situation, you want to lift that from the system. There are a few major ways that you can do that. If you tend to have recurrent upper respiratory infections, you know, sinusitis, congestion, bronchitis. If you have blood pressure problems, if you have memory issues, if your hormones are off whack, if you're going through menopause and you're just going to kill somebody because you got these hot flashes, these are all imbalances that need attention. And so there's a way to fix that. If you would like, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call to help reopen those channels, those elimination channels, to help rebalance those mechanisms, get that pH balance, get the endocrine system, the nutrition it needs, so it can make those enzymes and those hormones in the right amounts for you. And that's what it's all about. So it's what metabolism you have and what your metabolism needs. And it's not cookie cutter medicine like popping pills. It's nutrition based. And so if you're interested in learning how to detoxify the system with whole plant nutrition, then give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a full detox plan. They can show you how to do it step by step. It's really easy, and it's not very expensive at all. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. And, you know, you'll be amazed how powerful you can be. You'll just be stunned. It was that simple. I can't believe it. You'll say, I can't believe it. I hear that all the time. So, just freak your doctor out. If they can't be fixing you, you can get God's good herbs in, and that'll balance the whole system, and I've never seen them fail. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663 for the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com, is there. And if you're going to visit there, don't forget to sign up for the free online newsletters, HealthQuest and American Survival. Now, of course, HealthQuest is going to cover a lot of herb information, you know, herb secrets. And, of course, the American Survival has lots of people writing for that publication. And so you'll get folks like Dr. Rebecca Carley writing for it, and Melanie Cedarstrom at Discount Silver on the financial markets, and Alfred Adask, and Ty Bollinger from Cancer Truth Chronicles. And, of course, we have organic gardening tips, too. So sign up for that at thepowerherbs.com. Sends out every week in your email. We're going to take a break. More on the other side.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight,
I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Going out in the storm.
And, you know, it's the third Tuesday, so you know that means we have our special guest, Dr. Rebecca Carley, joins us. Of course, you can click her link banner on our links area on thepowerherbs.com. Get on over to her website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. And she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley.
Hello, Wendy.
How you doing?
Well, I was just opening up my email. I'm on the CDC's list, and they sent me a Healthy Holidays newsletter.
You know, do tell.
Take it. Huh?
Oh, well, what's in their newsletter?
Oh, they're instructing people that they should maintain your weight, don't gain, drink more water, fruits and veggies, keep it simple. Of course, they don't mention anything about avoiding GMO or any of that kind of stuff. Eat smaller food portions. I mean, genius.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you hear everywhere. I mean, I was expecting some sort of, you know, I don't know, pandemic alert or something like that.
No, they didn't slip any vaccine thing in there. It's shocking, yeah.
Wow. Well, we had some interesting thing that we came across, and it kind of supports what you've been saying for like ever about the vaccines causing neurological disorders, right? They were talking about, in this one report, the macrophagic myofasciitis. Does that ring a bell? Yeah, I think they call it MMF.
Yeah, they make up whatever names they want. Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, the long and short of it is that the adjuvants in the vaccine cause an inflammation in the joints, the tissue. There's a demyelination of the nerve sheath, and it causes all kinds of symptoms and persistent muscle and joint pain, bleeding in the joints, and that kind of thing. But here's the thing. They actually published in the Journal of Brain back in 2001 that they actually accused vaccines of causing this. The adjuvants in the vaccine have caused it, and then they also published the same thing in Ear, Nose, and Throat Journal in 2007, but the World Health Organization is ignoring all that.
Well, it's total disinformation, just as with autism. It's the viruses that cause demyelination.
Okay.
I've been talking about this for 15 years. It's the same thing as autism. So this is a total distraction. The mercury and aluminum do cause Alzheimer's disease. They do cause toxicity. But the inflammation response is from the viruses themselves.
Okay. So is it any specific virus, or is it just a combination of viruses? Do you happen to have a list for us?
Well, the measles virus is the biggest player because the measles virus is very similar in structure to the myelin basic protein. So once you develop an antibody against the myelin or against the measles, the anti-measles antibody will attack your myelin sheath. But what they never talk about are the tissues used to culture the viruses. So any virus, any tissue you have that's got neural tissue in it is going to cause an antibody reaction against that neural tissue, be it aborted fetus, dog, monkey, you know, whatever, because that's what they use to grow the viruses. So if you have antibodies against foreign neural tissue, those antibodies will attack you as well.
Well, so what about when they grow some of these viruses, you know, in chicken eggs or on tobacco leaves? Have you have any input on that as far as what we may see as a reaction?
Well, all of these different things cause different problems. I mean, one of the things they're growing on chicken eggs is measles virus. So once again, you're going to have the neurological damage to it. But this latest thing, growing vaccines on tobacco leaves, is extremely scary. When I was in medical school, we learned about something called the tobacco mosaic virus. This is a virus, we're talking back in the early 80s. That's when I went to medical school. And this is a virus that infects the tobacco plant, which now I'm sure they created this as well. It's a reassembling virus. So this could be highly involved in Morgellons. It actually allows things to be reassembled once they're injected into your cells.
Hmm.
So there's many
creepy
layers to this. And you also have to remember that they're oftentimes giving multiple vaccines at the same time, each which may have a different tissue culture, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Do you happen to know? I'm sorry, Dr. Carley. Do you happen to know now when, let's say, a child goes to the pediatrician, what's the vaccine schedule look like now? Because I know they were, I think they were up to six. I don't know. Have they surpassed six vaccines at one shot?
The most I've seen is 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh boy! And I can't believe kids I can't believe kids are surviving that 10.
Right. Well, they barely are surviving. I mean, we have 2-year-olds having strokes and heart attacks, et cetera, et cetera. And the SIDS and shaken baby, which are almost all vaccines, are just skyrocketing. But the bottom line is people have to remember, you know, if you get the MMR vaccine, it may come in one shot, but that's 3 vaccines.
Right.
So you always have to add up. Each one is a different vaccine. So MMR is 3, DTP is 3. There's a new one in the UK, which the investigative journalist I work with, Christina England, has found documents from GlaxoSmithKline proving that they knew that this new vaccine that they had created was killing children. And people go to vactruth.com. They can read that article.
Oh, what are they calling the new vaccine? Does the new vaccine over in the UK have a name?
Does it have a name? Yeah, hold on a second. I'll get it to you. Let's see. Infanrixexa. It's a 6-in-1. I'm not seeing it right in front of me, but like I said, it's a... diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, recombinant hepatitis, polio, and then a whole bunch of other toxic poisons like aluminum and neomycin, polymyxin, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, my goodness. And so when are they, over in the UK, they're giving that. Are they giving that anywhere else?
Well, you never know because they changed the name of the vaccine. I mean, GlaxoSmithKline sells vaccines everywhere. So, you know, they may call it that in the UK. They may call it, you know, something else if they send it here. But the bottom line is they're all poison. That's what I try to get people to realize. Just because they have secret documents proving that they were informed that infants are dead after getting this vaccine doesn't mean that any other vaccine is safe. Or that any other combo can't do the same thing.
Right. Well, just so I'm clear, then if I'm talking with someone, what age group are they giving that vaccine to?
Infants.
Okay, so like 4, 6, 12 months? Okay. Wow. I'm just really upset to hear that. I mean, it's overwhelming, isn't it, Dr. Carley? Twice a month you're on the show and you have more stuff each time. It's just a piling on.
Yeah, I can't keep up with it, as a matter of fact. And in this week's newsletter, you know, I have all this information. I interviewed Christine on my show last Sunday on RBN. It's unbelievable the stuff that she's covering up. However, she can't come over here to the States and do it because we have our trader in chief proposing a revision to the Freedom of Information Act to keep evidence of vaccine dangers from the public.
Oh boy. Well, I guess everybody just needs to, you know, stand their ground when it comes to this kind of thing and find alternative means to help, you know, secure your child's immunity. There are some natural things out there. Dr. Carley, what do you tell folks usually to do if you were them for immune system support?
Well, first of all, say no to the vaccines.
Right.
Because it has nothing to do with immunity. They are bioweapons. So I wouldn't even put it in that frame of of speech, isn't that? What do you do instead of vaccines? No, avoiding the vaccines will save your life, okay? So that's first and foremost. Do not allow the white coats to inject your child with anything in a syringe. Herbs are very good. Oil of oregano is very good. What I like to use, because it's very easy, is colloidal silver. My pets and myself take it every day. You can also use it on burns and wounds and things of that nature. But the bottom line, the most important thing is you must eat organic food. You must drink clean water. Of course, you can't avoid the chemtrails. But do whatever you can, you know, to avoid what the psychopaths are doing, because they're allowing us to be poisoned with fluoride and aspartame. The list is endless. So education of oneself is the key. You have to learn for yourself what's going on, because the white coats don't have a clue about any of these things. And even if they did, they wouldn't ask you about them, because once you realize detoxification is important, then, you know, you'd start saying to yourself, wait a minute, you're mentioning detoxification and now you're giving me a toxin. How does that work?
Yeah, it's kind of rude. Yeah. And, of course, you being from the medical industry, you're giving it straight up there. Well, you mentioned colloidal silver, and there's lots of different kinds of silver products out there. Is there anyone in particular that you typically like?
Well, because our corrupt EPA and FDA have labeled colloidal silver a pesticide, and I'm sure it's just a matter of time before they remove it from the health food stores, I have my own generator. You can make it yourself for pennies a day. Then not only can you drink it or breathe it, but you can also spray it on your vegetables, your countertops after you cut up organic chicken, whatever. You can use it to clean anything. There is no bacteria, virus, including AIDS, that's ever been found to be able to withstand exposure to colloidal silver. If people go to the reversingvaccineinducediseases.com website and click on the link section, you'll see the generator that I use. Once you get your own generator, you have it for the rest of your life. So then, you know, unless they send one of the agencies in with a SWAT team to confiscate your generator, you don't have to worry about access to colloidal silver. And it's very interesting, because I actually, when I first found out about this in the early 90s, I did a search, and it actually was in the physician's desk reference in the 1980s, but they took it out, because obviously this has the potential of putting big pharma in terms of antibiotics and antivirals out of business. No more superbugs, folks. There's nothing that can actually, you know, be made a superbug by colloidal silver. There's nothing it doesn't kill, and extremely safe. So it's criminal to me that they're hiding this from the public, especially now that one of the biggest dangers that you encounter when you go into a hospital for anything are the superbugs that live there that they have created with their antibiotics.
Yeah, that's kind of ironic, isn't it? Well, Dr. Carley, you are specialized in reversing vaccine-induced conditions, so can you give the listeners a little heads up on how you do that?
Sure, and I appreciate you asking. I learned how to do this it's actually going on 16 years now, when my only child was brain damaged from vaccines. Of course, I believed all the propaganda, got him all his vaccines. He started changing. I just happened to go to a homeopath at that time, in order to get some help with some conditions I had that the white coats weren't successful with, one of which was a non-union fracture of my foot. They wanted to put pins and plates and all kinds of, you know, hardware into my foot. And the homeopathic doctor told me about two remedies, arnica and some phytum. Arnica is excellent for any kind of bruise or wound, whatever, trauma in general, even psychic trauma. But I took these things, and the bone healed, and that got my attention. And so, you know, then I started researching different things that could be done homeopathically to detox the vaccines. And now it has progressed to the point that there's homeopathic, they're called nosos, which can detox anything. Antibiotics, yeast, pesticides, fluoride, there's probably a few thousand of these. And that's why when I do consults for people, I take a very detailed history, because it's not just the vaccines. You know, the more toxins that you can get rid of, the better. And then also, you know, I teach people about natural things that can reverse their problem, whatever the problem happens to be. One thing I just want to mention, this is very important, so listen up, people. If you go to the website stopthecrime.net and go to resource documents, print out the NASA document. This is a website of somebody I have in my show on a regular basis, Deborah Tavares, who's an expert in smart meters. But the NASA document talks about what's in our future, including them making us into cyborgs and having us be controlled by artificial intelligence, pretty much like the first Matrix movie. But one of the weapons delivery systems they talk about in that document is vitamins. They're going to use vitamins as bioweapon delivery systems. Isn't that the idea of them?
Well, you know, it makes sense to me. I mean, the way they act and the way they think. Well, you mentioned detoxing even from emotions. Now, we had that tragedy in Connecticut, and I know there's a lot of people hurting up there. So what can people do to help them deal with that kind of toxicity from emotions? Because our emotions are transferred into chemicals in the body, and we can get, you know, emotionally toxic. So what would you do if you had, you know, let's say grief or a loss of that kind? What kind of substances would be great to use?
Well, I have been there. One of the biggest traumas in my life I have suffered because of what I do is the kidnapping of my only son, who I haven't seen in over a decade. And what saved me, actually, there's two remedies, the first of which is Arnica, as I said, which is a homeopathic remedy. The dose I would take if I was you is 30C. With homeopathy, you talk about potencies instead of dose. And so Arnica 30C, you could take three pellets up to, like, every hour if there's an acute trauma, be it physical or emotional. And then there's another excellent substance. There are something called box flower remedies. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of different flowers that have been made into tinctures. And the one that helps with emotional trauma is called rescue remedy. So those are the two things that I did when they took my son, and that kept me from total meltdown. Arnica and rescue remedy.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Like, wonderful advice out there. And of course, you know, typically I'll share some, you know, when I had some emotional issues that, you know, everybody gets in their lives from time to time, a lot of stresses. I like to use some lobelia and some valerian root to calm and take tension out of the system. It's valerian root and lobelia. Yeah, so lobelia will take tension out of muscles, and valerian root takes tension off the central nervous system. So it's not a sedation, but it's just a calming effect where you can focus and stay in control. So all great advice.
Lobelia is also excellent for the lungs. And, of course, mm-hmm. I also wrote about what I consider a stage shooting in Connecticut in this week's newsletter. But you see, what people have to ask themselves is, what would make a young person go wacko? And the answer is, let's pretend there's no CIA MKUltra involvement. Let's pretend it's just something that, you know, eventually transpired. First of all, vaccine damage. People need to read the book Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter. If the part of your brain responsible for emotions is damaged in a way that makes you violent, that's number one. And then what do they do with these young people? They put them on psych drugs. And one of the most common side effects of psych drugs is homicide and suicide. And if you actually study, you know, there's been like 31 cases, I think, of shootings since Columbine. And from what I can see, pretty much everybody involved was on psych drugs.
Oh, well, yeah. I think I just covered the acne drug that they put everybody on. They say now causes, kids to have neurological meltdowns as far as, you know, emotions and suicidal thoughts and all kinds of stuff. And, of course, Roche, who makes the drug, I think it's, is it Accutane?
Accutane, yeah.
Yeah, they just you know, say they don't know anything about that. But then if you look at the drug insert, it says, you know, yeah, it could cause you to have some mental issues. So,
well, actually, let me just say this is very important. That's why I tell people to always check out the drug that the white coat gives you. Put in the name of your drug, hyphen side effects, into any search engine, see what Big Pharma admits to. Almost every drug has a emotional, psychiatric, or neurological side effect. Almost every one. It's not just psych drugs.
Right. So it could be, you know, your heart medicine, or it could be, you know, yeah. Well, Dr. Carly, we're running out of time, so tell the folks about your radio show and how they can tune in.
Okay, right now I have two shows on Saturday. I'm on themicroeffect.com from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. On Sundays, I'm on republicbroadcasting.org from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And archives of my show for many years can be accessed at the Light of Day radio show, thelightofdayradioshow.com under Dr. Carly Archives. And I want to thank you so much, Wendy, for getting this newsletter together, because I think the information on all different topics that all of us that contribute are putting out there are invaluable. And people
Folks out there need to get on the internet and sign up for the American Survival Newsletter. Of course, Dr. Carly is correct. She writes for the newsletter, and every week she supplies us with some definitely life-saving information. Of course, Ty Bollinger from Cancer Truth Chronicles writes for it, and we have the gold and silver financial experts, and we have organic gardening tips, and of course, survival self-sufficiency information. So there's lots of great things in there, as Dr. Carly said, that helps everybody, and you can pass along to family and friends, because it's all about empowerment and standing your ground for what you believe is right. Right, Dr. Carly?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, if you'd like to contact Dr. Carly, her office phone number is 888-321-6751. Again, that's 888-321-6751. And if you'd like to get in touch with Dr. Carly to reverse a condition vaccines may have induced, well, then she's the expert to call. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Carly, for joining us. You'll be back with us next month. And if I don't talk to you, a very Merry Christmas to you.
Well, same to you, and hopefully we'll all make it through this Friday, December 21st. Ha ha.
Well, take care, Dr. Carly. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's right, folks. Dr. Carly's website, you can click on her link that's on our links area if you want to get over to her website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. And, of course, like I said, sign up for the newsletter. Great information goes out every Tuesday. So you can go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and select the newsletter you want to sign up for completely free. And, of course, there's also the HealthQuest newsletters there, too. If you want herb secrets, there's some more detailed information on herbs in that one. So you can sign up at thepowerherbs.com and get life-empowering information sent to your email every week. And it's free. I'm out of time, folks, but I'll be back with you on the 20th. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure diseases. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.